Hello, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and I'm down at the Victoria Hotel on Hollywood Avenue there, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Chris Connor, star of the world famous Elvis show. So thanks for coming meeting us again, Chris. It's great to see you, pal.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff, mate. And it's been about 6 months since I last saw you. I think it was July last summer when I last spoke to you, and obviously there's plenty going on in your business. You've done loads of cracking gigs, you know, your arenas, and you're travelling here, there and everywhere abroad and stuff. So firstly, before we look forward to what's going to be an extremely hectic 2017, Chris, what have you been up to since the summer? Where have you been? Could you give us a bit of a flavour?
A lot of the shows have been in the UK. I did the tour in Canada. I was out there for about a week and a half.
Right.
And the rest of the shows, like I say, were all up and down the country. Done Scotland tour.
Yeah.
Did Blackpool over the Christmas.
Right.
Local area, that was over Christmas.
Yeah.
And now we're on like a month off.
Yeah.
So I've got a break.
Good stuff. So you did the, obviously you're very loyal to the Playhouse too, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, that's right.
And you did you do six there, did you, again?
Yeah, six
before
nights.
Christmas.
Six nights.
Right, and it's I think it, you said to me, you kind of said to me before, so you feel a little bit of a sense of loyalty because of the, you know, they were the people that came to see you back in the day when it all started.
Yeah, when I did start off in the early days, you know, a lot of people from around Oldham, Royton, Shaw, they came to watch the show.
Yeah.
Shaw was one of the, Playhouse was one of the first venues, like theatre venues that I did.
Mm.
So they came there, and I've always come back every year.
Yeah,
and done a show there, and that's, we do six nights because it sells out so quick.
Yeah. I remember seeing the picture on the front page of the Chron of the people queuing up for the tickets. But you're going to be moving up to the Queen Elizabeth Hall this coming Christmas, but we'll talk about that towards the end of the interview. But in the meantime, I've just got down here, you're around the UK, February and March, then you're off to Canada.
That's right.
At the end of April, back in the UK in the summer, you're doing Bowlers again at Trafford Park on the 22nd of July, and then you're off to Canada again. Obviously, you go to Canada quite a lot, Chris. Obviously appeals to you over there, is it just the people or the crowds or what is it?
It was the crowd. A couple of years ago, Pete Paquette, he's a guy that does Elvis over in Canada, and he has his own theatre show, and he travels from coast to coast doing it, and he contacted us saying that he wants to bring something different to the show that he does, and he got in contact with me and myself, with Lisa, and he wanted us to do like a show together. We went over there, had a great time, got on with Pete, he's down to earth, nice guy, got on with the band, got on with his team, and it's nice, like a working holiday, which is great.
Yeah, and it's the kind of first for Elvis over there, is it just the same as it is kind of over here in America and what have you, presumably?
Yeah, it seems the same no matter where you go. I've been in different countries all over the world. Elvis fans, they seem to be, they're all into it. No matter where you go, they all know the songs. They all go crazy.
Yeah,
and they all have a good time.
Yeah, is it fair to say that this could be your busiest year, Chris?
At the moment, I don't know what 2018 will hold.
Well, I mean, I've got a question to ask you about 2018 in a bit, but we'll move on to that.
But yeah, it is quite busy.
Yeah, and it's great, isn't it? That, you know, I mean.
Yeah, because one day, you know, I won't be able to do it. And
yeah.
What am I going to do then?
Well, obviously, you're still with the Steels as well, aren't you? Is it the 12 piece, is it?
Yeah, 12 or 13, I can't remember now.
Yeah.
We've added more people to the band to get that big, really big sound. It's one of the best sounds that I've heard. Which is, I mean, a big part of Elvis's music was the music as well as Elvis himself.
Mm.
So trying to recreate both is difficult, but we're getting there.
Yeah, just going off topic a little bit, I guess. But do you still listen to Elvis records when you're at home and stuff, when you're relaxing?
I do, yeah. Not as often as I did, because although I'm an Elvis fan, it's a bit like work as well.
So
I mean, I might go for a week or so where I've not listened to it. I think if I listen to something too much, I'd lose interest. So it's nice to have a break and then start listening to it again and keep it fresh that way.
Okay, great. So like we said there, you're up and down the UK, you're over in Canada twice, and then I wanted to talk to you about the Queen Elizabeth Hall show, which is on December the 16th. I know it sounds like yonks away yet, but it'll soon pass. Tickets are already flying out for it.
Go on, sorry.
Yeah, so, and you said you've not been there for quite some time, you've not played there, so
no.
I think it's going to be quite a special night for you. Isn't
I was 8 years old last time I went there.
Yeah.
Keith Harris and Orville.
I didn't know whether he was going to tell us that on record, but yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Right.
The reason why we're doing it is because we've done Shore every year, and we do six nights, and it sells out, and like you've seen in the papers, the queues were queuing up at really early hours of the morning around the corner, so I thought we need a bigger venue because people still weren't getting tickets. So that's why we're doing the Queen Elizabeth Hall.
Right.
And also we'll arrange probably another time of the year to do Shaw as well, because like I say, I've got some kind of sentimental feelings about Shaw, so we will still be going to Shaw playoffs, but we also need a bigger venue. People want to see the band as well, and we can't fit the band in.
I was going to say that's one of the main reasons, I guess, why you go into the QE Hall, because of you'll be able to play with the full Steels band, won't you? And and what's the kind of capacity in there?
It's just over 1,000. I think it's 1,200 people, 1,100 people, something like that.
Right.
So, from what I got told from Lisa, tickets are going well.
Are they? So, are they? So there is still some left, kind of.
Oh yeah.
At the moment. Right. But yeah, it'll be kind of. I don't know what the word is, but kind of a bit weird, really, getting on stage in your hometown like that. You know, the biggest place in town.
Yeah, it's the first time that we've put the band on. In my hometown.
Mm. Do you think you'll be nervous for that one? Given that you used to play it all over the world.
A little bit, yeah, because you get a lot of people that know you there, so it's hard sometimes trying to pretend to be somebody that you're not when there's a lot of people in the audience that know you. But they understand that, you know, you're playing a character. You get nervous a lot.
Good stuff. So, like I said, I hinted at 2018, in fact, earlier, and there's a chance you might be getting one of the USA's big Elvis.
Yeah, we're thinking about bringing
over.
Dean Z over. He's a guy. He's a very talented guy from America.
Yeah.
He seems to really own the 50s and 68 kind of look in that act. I mean, he's a talented musician himself.
Yeah.
He has his own show.
Yeah.
But we got on. We've been over America a few times. We got talking to him and his wife and. He's a nice guy, great act, great musician.
So have you shared a bill with him type thing? Have you played with
him? No, we've been, I went to did a festival, a couple of festivals in the past, and he was there. And I've been to Memphis, which, you know, on the anniversary of Elvis's death, and he was there. And seen him do a few things and had a good time, and had a laugh with him.
Right.
He's a decent fella.
So he's quite receptive to coming over to...
He loves it. He wants to travel and see the world and play to different fans. Yeah. It's
fantastic.
A good experience.
Yeah, good stuff. So, obviously, finally now, then you're going to be extremely busy because you've got some more exciting news in terms of your partner, or is it your wife?
Lisa
is expecting.
She is. Yeah.
Brooklyn, isn't she?
She's expecting. Yeah. Probably
good stuff.
April, May.
Right. Okay.
Something like that. So, I've been fixing the cot together.
Yeah, have you?
Buying baby grows and stuff for the baby. And I've left most of that to Lisa.
She knows
more than me.
Right, okay. So
I'll just play with it.
So, yeah. Probably get in and jump in with baby. But, everything's going swimmingly with that then. And obviously you're going to have your hands doubly full then, aren't you? It's going to be a really, quite a mad year for you, really, I think.
But I think we're lucky, really, because we don't have... I think if you have a full-time job, you know, well, this is a full-time job, but I'm not having to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, work all day and bring a baby up as well.
Mm.
So I think we've got it a lot easier that way. Lisa works from home.
Yeah.
I work on the shows and the rest of the time is ours to do whatever we want with. So I think it might be easier that way.
Yeah, good stuff. So obviously, we haven't really got time to list all the gigs that you're doing this year. So just for the listeners' benefit, get on to... the world famous Elvis show on Facebook, and there's also a website, I think, isn't there, Chris?
Yeah, the world famous Elvis
show.com is it, something like that, is it? And so everything's on there, and try and get to see Chris and the Steels this year if you can, and obviously at the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Thanks very much for joining me, mate.
Thanks for having me. Nice to see you again.
Cheers.